Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Uh-oh,
what? Well, we got cut off for a moment, and...
It was very strange.
Yes, it was. Tonight's show, Becoming the Ambassador. We're going to talk about some of the experiences people are having after the opening of the Stargate. And in the show announcement, I sent out some of the things that have come in. Those people who are actually able to put together sentences, God bless them. And also the team's going to talk about things from their side of the veil, which I'm excited to hear. Show dedication to all those that are participating and who have participated in the opening and continue to support it by healing their shadow and walking through some challenges, which I know everybody's having a little bit. And I want to say you guys are all amazing and wonderful, and that includes those that were in the physical and all the others that were there in their etheric bodies, because I can guarantee you that was a huge group of beings. And what's been interesting, Ronnie, is that with everybody I've talked to during the opening of Saturday and Sunday, people had all this, you know, they got exhausted. Some of them were out and had to go home immediately and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And but they experienced it, which I thought was really, and some of them didn't even realize it till after the fact. So some, of course, were intentionally participating. So I also want to say that I honor, it's an honor for me to be with all of you and that are listening to the show and those that are going to hear it in the archives. I want to say also I'm really always amazed at how all of this works and what the greater plan really is. And every time I think I understand it all moves to another level, and so there you are. Also, my gratitude to the team. And the team includes so many beings and levels, and I will be working on the website because the original website really doesn't reflect. It's been interesting. My son and his new partner have been going over the website, business partner, have been going over the website, and it's interesting to hear the feedback from somebody, you know, who really isn't involved in this stuff and the way that they're interpreting and experiencing the website. And they spend a lot of time laughing and kidding and having a good time about it, but also with respect. I mean, they do it in fun, too. And so it's just more of a push for me to know that it's time to go in and really expand so that people who go to the website for the first time can get a better feel for what's really going on. I don't know that I can ever put that in words. But there are so many beings involved in the team that it's difficult sometimes for me. I experience it and I know it. I'm not sure that I share it enough for people to understand that we're talking about a very big, really big group of beings. And I did want to share, and Veronica, if you've got the notes, I'm kind of skipping around. I was walking this week one morning, as I do with my dogs, and very, very early in the morning, and I got this, which is always a really special time for me, which is why I get four. It's the only time I get to really visit with the team and really get insights and really sit and think, and you know, it's the time where I get a lot of stuff downloaded, and so the whole Andromedan thing is something that I don't think a lot of people understand, because the Andromedans showed up very recently, you know, for a lot of people. And I've talked about this before, as Joan Ocean has said, you know, she was used to the Arcturians and the Sirians, and all of a sudden one day the Andromedans showed up. And they started showing up for me in consciously in 94. And certainly long before I understood how all this worked, or it just, to me, it was just kind of a normal occurrence. I just, you know, I wasn't asking questions. God knows I should have. So, but what they downloaded in it is that the reason that they came onto the scene the way that they did, and of course, they're very much behind and kind of organized the whole healing concept, and for Earth, that was really their prime extension of life expectancy and so on. And a big part of that, and this was what they were telling me the other morning, is because our galaxies are merging together, it's very important that we are kind of the front runners. And so what we do right now lays the foundation for the future. And I have no idea what time frame before those our galaxies actually merge together, but it's really fascinating. As I've talked to different people during the week and ever since the intensive, I was talking to one person, and she said, well, the experience that was just completely undid her was the Andromedans. And I thought that was very, very interesting. I think a lot of people were touched by the children and so on, but for most people, it was either the Sirians, you know, the experience on Sirius or at the Federation. And however, the ones that really were touched by the Federation usually were touched by Andromeda. It was just kind of interesting to see how different people responded to different experiences. The same person, what I thought was fascinating is that as we were actually in the experience of opening the Stargate and pushing and pushing and so on, she realized that she had wings, and they were feathered wings. And she looked down at her hands, and there was an A in her palm. Mm. And, you know, I'll just share this piece for whatever it's worth. I'm not going to go into detail here. But there are a whole group of the angelic realm that came out of Andromeda that wanted to become human. And they came originally to Venus, was, I would say, primarily their first experience, well, of course, through Sirius and so on, but Venus, which is one of, anyway, the majority of them are Venusian and very connected to Venus. And and it's interesting because this particular person is also an artist, and she loves to write. And those two things were really honored on Venus. Venus was all about art and the arts, you know, music and art and so on. So just kind of an interesting little tidbit. But I did want to share that about the Andromedans.
Are they the ones that have no karma, really?
I really don't know anything about that, and I wouldn't, you know, I don't know that there's anything that doesn't have karma on, well, we carry karma here. I would not say that that's necessarily carried the same way in our galaxy or the universe. Mm. Why the question?
Is it more of an Earth thing, then, is it?
Oh, absolutely, but are there things that are built up in the universe in terms of what's gone on in the past? Possibly. Is it a karmic thing? I don't know. I don't think they treat it the way that we, you know, that's why they've always talked about, and this is why so many people coming onto this planet have been so concerned about not getting hooked into karma so they could get out. Mm. One of the people that came to the event, he had not been to the previous intensives. He says very little and so on and so forth, but he really is absolutely determined and has been since a child not to get stuck here.
Hmm.
So he's very careful not to do anything that creates any kind of a karmic, you know, backlash. And certainly you've encountered people like that in your work.
Yes, I have, actually, yes.
Right, those that have come in and never got married or had children, or, you know, they absolutely kind of walked through the experience but didn't want to get anchored in.
Yes.
And it's one of the great many beings came to this planet and got stuck here for that very reason. They got here, forgot who they are, which is comes with the territory, and got stuck.
Well, I just want to ask this question. Are there any other I know you don't know everything. Well, you know a lot, though, Jackie. But are there other...
It's in my archive somewhere. Go ahead. If not, I'll be the first to tell you.
Is there, I mean, like, is, for example, karma... Well, I guess I'm just confused about whether people who live, beings who live, like, for 5,000 years and so on, they don't need to get the karma thing to keep them going. They don't propel themselves on subconscious programming, do they?
Are we talking about off-planet?
Yes.
No, the reason they come to Earth to begin with is to experience more of polarity and duality.
Hmm.
Okay? Because of the soul growth here. When you have something to push again, you have an chance to have an opportunity for greater growth.
So the karmic thing is actually a really good thing.
I don't know that it's a, well.
You see what I mean? Is like it's actually the coin of the realm in a sense.
Potentially, I don't think that things were necessarily set up that way here. But you know, there was enough interference that I think it ended up that way. You know, that's the part that gets real. You know, we're on our way out of that, and that's the most important aspect of this. Is that, you know, and you know, I would have to say that even in dealing with the reptilians and the draconians, I did not get a sensing whatsoever of them carrying around a lot of karma. There are many races that have come back from the future to try to correct what's happened on Earth, and some of it from their own interference. Now, are they doing it out of a karmic responsibility, or are they doing it out of a spiritual responsibility? And I would say it's more of a spiritual responsibility.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because soul growth is soul growth. But, you know, going back to your statement, and in talking with one of the people that were at the intensive, and a very evolved soul, and she said, you know, I was really shocked when we went to the Federation was not just the Federation, it was all the associations and councils and everything of the universe. So it was so big, you couldn't see anybody's face. I mean, it was just enormous. And the Federation itself, the floor opened up, I mean, way out there, and this table rose up out of the floor, and the table went on so far, you couldn't see those at the other. I mean, it was just so big that our perceptions, you had difficulty really taking it all in. And then the head of the Federation, there was a hologram that kind of flipped up in front of us, with the face of the head of the Federation. And so he was speaking to us from this hologram, which it was. And, but what she said was, you know, she's always thought of everybody in the universe as being so, all the beings being so loving and so on. And she didn't experience that as being very loving. And it made me laugh because, you know, it's kind of like going before Congress. You can have friends up there that are congressmen, but they're not going to act lovey-kissy when they're up there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, basically, you're going... Huh?
They're the authority.
You're going before the governing bodies, and you're there to plead a case. And so this is not like, oh, my children, let me love you. It's let me see where you are, how far you've come, why should we grant you this? And
did they continue to talk with you about that?
With the team?
Mm-hmm.
About the Federation?
Well, did the Federation talk to you? The whole
individually?
Day? Yeah.
You mean while we were there?
Yes.
Some people had information downloaded. I would say this, that's where I came apart. I literally had to come apart. It's the only meditation that I actually was present for at any level, and there was a reason for that, so that it would blow me wide open, and it did. So that I would be ready to go to the next piece and the next piece. And without that experience, I couldn't open up to the next thing that was coming because it was too big for me. And as somebody said, I was a control freak. I get that. So all control went out the window when that happened. But my problem was, and other people are having these experiences, we have, for many people, they were so connected at these different places, they didn't bring all of them back. For me, I really didn't bring all of me back from the Federation. And I actually had a dear friend, Lane, who I've talked about on the show quite a bit. And she's the one that actually set grids, you know, crystalline grids and stuff for the event and for me. And she finally warned me, and she said, Jackie, you've got 3 days to get back in your body fully unless you want to leave the planet. But if you don't get back in, you run the chance of other things coming into the body and so on and so forth, and the fact that you physically may not be able to sustain the body. And I'm like, crap. So it was like, okay, back to the gym. But I really, that was the most difficult one for me, in that I really didn't, being there in that capacity was so amazing and so emotional for me. Because, and I think I said this last week, they absolutely did not believe it could be done. That people would go heal enough, just enough, to face their fears, deal with their shadow, face the draconians, you know, something that the people and the reptilians that people fear on Earth for a number of reasons, and be able to love them and heal that relationship for themselves and for the draconians and the reptilians that were still in conflict. And then,
what do the draconians look like?
Oh, they're huge. They're huge. They're just, if you can think of different reptilians, they're just very, very, very big and very powerful. They're different in terms of size and power, 7 to 8 feet. They're very big, and
but they don't look like reptilians, do they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they
but
do.
But they're different. They're different. They have a different energy field to them. They have a different. They're the ones with the very red eyes, and it's just there. I don't like to go into this stuff over the show, but they're different. But the draconians really are the ones that left their shadow in Orion. And believe me, I did not want to do this piece. This was the team. They're a great idea. And, but it was a very beautiful, very powerful experience overall, I think, for everybody. Again, I was not there. I had my own experiences as I was doing the music. And they were powerful and they were beautiful. And they were giving me all kinds of visuals. I wasn't there for the other experiences, but for the Federation I was. But they did that intentionally for a number of reasons. and they wanted me there for that. So, but anyway, I think for other people too who got very connected at Sirius and so on, it was very difficult to bring all of our pieces back. People are still integrating. And a lot of people who weren't there had there's a word for it, unfortunately, it escapes me. I can't think of the word. I know you'll think of it for me. Those moments where epiphanies, where they've been going through experiences and all of a sudden have an awareness that what's outside of them is not the problem, that the problem is within them. And those epiphanies are huge in terms of being life-changing. And the minute that happens, that integration of the shadow aspect, what's really going on is the shadow trying to integrate. This was, you know, Lane said it to me. She said it's going to take 7 months for everybody to really integrate all that happened. I believe she's right. But I think
that's wonderful so that it doesn't just go by, you know?
Oh, no, this one will not go by. This is not going to go anywhere. That, I promise everybody, this is not going anywhere. A lot of people are still very tired. What was fascinating to me is all the people that I know that we work with, or the team works with, all experience it at some level, even if they weren't there. And I thought that was phenomenal. I loved it. And I'm all of a sudden hearing from people that I haven't heard from in a very long time coming back. And I'm giggling because I realize that, you know, whether they realize it or not, they were part of it. I know there were some other things I wanted to tell because, I had all this put together in my head, which I know better than to do that without writing it all down. There was Natalia who, while we were up before the Federation, they told her, you must stay grounded. You have work to do. And, of course, Natalia loves to meditate and go out into the ethers. And I've been on her for months about, you've got to stay here. I know you love to do that, but you need to be here. So for her to hear it up there, it thrilled me to no end. but also what happened to her is she found her voice, and for the first time in her life, she could breathe, and she felt safe on Earth, which I thought was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. These were people's personal experiences, and again, in the show announcements, I sent out a lot of them that were so just beautiful. The other thing, people came home and were able to look at things in a totally different way. They found themselves more loving, more understanding. The things that used to bother them just didn't grate at them anymore, even with partners and so on in their lives, be they just life partners or married partners or whatever. I think, especially for those that have had long-term issues with spouses, where all of a sudden they were able to see them totally different, which I think is beautiful. Let's see. Oh, the other thing. Lots of other races are visiting. They have taken a real interest since this visit to the Federation. There have been visits from, and we're going to start experiencing, and you may be experiencing it in the dream state or meditatively, but there are a lot more races who have now taken notice of Earth, and they're saying, okay, let's go see what's going on. And I really feel that this is tremendously to our benefit. It's kind of like recruiting more support.
Yay!
And I know in the sessions, oh, my God, the biggest problem I've had is brain problems because my brain has been so stretched. I keep laughing always about being officially the big giant head. And thank God for the gym. If it wasn't for that, I'd just be floating out there. The other thing is people being stared at. And, you know, this started when people started sending in their, and sending them to each other. A lot of people had their each other's email addresses. And they were, you know, one lady wrote that she kept looking behind her to see if she had toilet paper in her pants. I mean, this was right after the intensive. And, and, you know, it's always fascinating for me to hear everybody's stories. And I don't, I went to the gym the other night, and I finally was actually in my body, and I went to the gym. And I had some of the most extraordinary experiences. And I went, shit, I'm not hidden anymore. I was just like, oh, my God. And, I mean, I had somebody that works at the gym come to plead a case for one of the managers who turns out to be 45. And I had no idea that's where she was going. I had asked him to get me the 40-pound barbell because I needed to do presses. And, you know, and it was missing out of the ladies' gym. And I'm doing, you know, crunches down on the floor, and I just looked up and I saw, actually saw a man in the, and I knew it had to be a manager, and I said, hey, while you're, you know, since you're here, we're missing this barbell. And she said, well, he was looking for you, and, you know, he's really been trying to find a girlfriend. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm doing my leg exercises going, huh?
Did you go out with him? Did you go out with him?
No. I mean, the conversation, it took me 15 minutes to figure out where she was really going. I couldn't put it together. And so I mentioned my son, and she said, well, how old is your son? I said, he's 42. And this poor little girl's eyes just glazed over. I said, how old is your boss? And she said, 45. I said, tell him I'm old enough to be his mother. Because when she said he couldn't find a girlfriend, I said, this is the biggest gym on the planet. And it, there are more women in here than I've ever seen in my life. If he can't find a girlfriend in here, something is wrong. Anyway, it was very cute. But I realized I'm always watching other people to see how they do certain things and how their muscles look when they're doing them, because you can't see it on yourself that well. Mm-hmm. And when I looked around, I realized everybody was staring at me, and I'm like, oh, shit. This is really real. I'm sorry?
Were your muscles rippling under
no,
all that light?
No, I was like, oh, my gosh, and everywhere I've been, I've noticed, you know, I'm oblivious to this stuff, and I have friends that will tell you this absolutely. I don't notice if people are looking at me ever because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. But, and this is important, and this goes into the whole ambassador thing. People are seeing, not with their conscious eyes, but from a higher perspective, the light that everybody's carrying. And everybody is different, and you're carrying different tones in your auric field. People are noticing, and this is all in preparation for really, and I won't even say preparation, we are the ambassadors of what's coming. And, you know, there's no more holding back. I mean, as you said earlier before we got on the air, Veronica, we're all moving at warp speed right now. Mm-hmm. And there's no more holding back. I mean, I've gotten this overwhelming feeling. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm, you know, it's time to do this. It's time to do that. And with the instruction to make time, not just talk about it, make time to do it. And this has to do with websites and this and that. And and everyone who has had such deep desires to go out there and make a difference, you know, we've always said you're making a difference in every moment. But, I mean, this is the beginning of major ambassadorship. Major. The UN created a, it's, you know, there are many different agencies in the UN. But there's actually an agency of energy. And we're not talking about planetary energy, we're talking about energy. And Natalia contacted, I don't know how she got it, somebody sent her to them, or they sent them to her. And so these things are happening now. And if you really are paying attention, you're on the web doing whatever you're doing, there are lots of openings for us to start having impact everywhere. I feel this so strongly. And wherever you go, try to be aware that everywhere you go, I mean, before, I've always known we were always making a difference in our energy field when we contacted other people. Now, it's huge. It's way bigger. I had an appointment this morning, and I had this beautiful older black woman who made this beautiful comment to me, and oh God, she said some things that just, I mean, absolutely melted my heart. And as I walked away, she threw me a kiss, and I just said, oh my God, you know, if this is what our life's going to be like, we are so blessed. And we really need to be aware of this, that we have the opportunity to touch people's lives without having to do anything other than to be open and loving everywhere we go. Because people see it, they sense it, they feel it. This is what we've waited for, everybody. This is the time. I mean, if I was ever going to say, wow, this is it, this is it. And I don't know how it's all going to look. I'm going to let the team come in. But it's amazing. If you got the newsletter, you know, take a look at some of the things that people wrote. They're really extraordinary, some of the dreams they're having, some of their experiences. This is just the beginning. A lot of people haven't even been able to either have time or formulate a sentence. So we... I've talked to some people who said, I can't write yet. So, let's see if I missed anything. No, I think those are the major things here. Oh, and I do want to make one comment. Some, you know, for those of you who wonder why I don't have the team do every show, I channel all day long. And when you channel over the airwaves like this, it is very difficult. Okay? Energetically, Adrienne DeVere was not allowed to even channel in public because of the way these frequencies come in. So at the end of the day, I can't, very rarely do we do the full hour where the team takes over and does the whole thing. And because of the condition of my brain right now, it's even more. I'm still in the integration process myself. So, and it actually hurts my brain. And that's just because there's so much going on right now. And the intensive was huge, and it was very big on me. And my blood pressure went up to 195 over 82. And, you know, people can say, well, the team should have protected you. They do the best they can. This is experimental and experiential. We don't always know what's going to happen. So please try to be aware of that. Anyway, let me bring in the team. I love you all. I probably won't be back before we close. Love you, Ronnie.
Love you, too. See you.
All right. All right. Just give us a minute, Ian. All right, everyone, welcome. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Oh, we are happy to be with you and to be with everyone. All right. Well, we want to talk about a couple of things here. What was done at the last intensive, to tie this all together for you, was a very important piece of what happened over this, the 9th and 10th of October. During the last intensive in February, I believe, what you did was very big work, and we want you all to own and understand that there is a progression to the work you're doing together. What you did there had to do with helping heal a chunk in the collective, all right, a chunk in the collective, as it relates to what happened in Atlantis, picking up knowledge and information and experience in Egypt, all right, where some of the Atlantean knowledge was brought and so on. Many of you were there. And then into the Christ lifetime, where people have such a big piece, all right, of pain, whether they carry it in this lifetime consciously or not. It's carried in their sub and unconscious. So coming to an understanding of that experience was also very important. Also, again, unhooking from the pain, the guilt, the shame, etc. That had to happen before you could come to the next piece, which is the one that happened over the 9th and 10th. The channel recognizes she doesn't always understand how this all works. At a different level, she does, certainly, but right now she's a hard time keeping things. We've got her moving pretty quickly. All right, now. How does this all look, what all of you are going through from this side of the veil? And we want you to understand that you all came in with the idea to come together to make a major difference. A major difference. This is not to negate any of the other work that other people are doing and all of the lovely things that are going on all over your planet. But as a group, when you all come together, there is an extraordinary synergy that occurs. And what you do is so amplified, you have no idea. Now, many of you are feeling this connection that you felt by being together. And it's a big one. A sense of home for all of you. A sense of safety. And that's because you know each other very well on other levels. You're all working together in the dream state. This is not something that happened just overnight. Well, I decided to go to an intensive and... No, not at all. From our perspective, what was done by all of you is amazing. We were very, very happy. More than you can imagine, to be able to facilitate what you want to do. Now, well, you can say, well, team, you're the one that puts the name in this. We understand, but we want you to understand that you're also participating in this. It's co-creative, people. Very co-creative. And remember that you have other lifetimes participating in this as well. And lifetimes on other planets, levels, and dimensions. And parallel lifetimes as well. Now, did you manage to accelerate things on Earth as a result of what happened? And the answer at this timing is absolutely. You had an impact on your universe. Now, for most of you who think of yourselves as small, trying to be more, it's very important for you to understand, whether you were physically there or not, people, if you're listening to this, you were there. And there are others that don't even listen to this show that were there. That you could have an impact. That you could do something that would garner attention. It's kind of like doing something in your neighborhood that gets the attention of the President of the United States. Now, that's pretty big, isn't it? Well, in essence, what you did, or your state, what you did here, by your desire, by your commitment, was to have an impact that was felt not only in two galaxies, but understand that when you went before the federations, associations, councils, etc., etc., by virtue of that, a piece of the whole is the whole, you were impacting every race, level, and dimension that was represented there. They now know who you are. And that's pretty big. They know who you are as a group, and they know who you are individually. And that's the reason that you're an ambassador. Because by doing this, you proclaimed yourself as such. Now, you didn't go there with that intent. You didn't go there, you know, wanting to wear some medallion on a ribbon or something. You know, look at me, I'm an ambassador. That wasn't the intent. You didn't go there with ego at all. He went there with love, and it was love that swayed them. It was love that moved them. It was your ability to come together in love, to project that love out in a way that they had never seen, by beings at your level, unheard of. Certainly not expected of humans. But you did it. Now, if we relate it to something earthbound, it would be like going before the UN, representatives of every country there, and dazzling them. With an idea, concept of something that made them take notice. Out of the blue, in a way that they would never forget you. Because you were doing something that was so unexpected. And that's what you did. Now, we're not trying to feed your ego here. What we're trying to say to you is that you're going to be looked to. And please hear our words. Listen in between the words, everyone. You're going to be looked to as a contact point in many ways by these races. Now, that's pretty exciting, isn't it, Veronica?
Yes, I'm very excited, but I wasn't there. Do I get to be one too?
Who's to say that you were not there? And we've said this already. Everyone participated that we work with, and many that we don't, but do work with on the other side of the veil or in the dream state. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we'll say this about being there. Those that did make the commitment to be there push the energy. And we don't want to detract from them because we want to celebrate what they did from a conscious level, a human conscious level. That is to be celebrated and appreciated. And we don't want to detract from that. And their presence was very important to this event. Now, again, co-creative. It had to be done at a conscious level. There had to be those that were willing to do it at a conscious level. You have garnered new respect for Earth. If not respect, then attention. Please understand that not every race is in love with Earth or humans. They love Earth. It's just humans that they're in question about. And if you could look at Earth from the perspective of being outside of Earth and think of yourselves as coming to Earth as a visitor from another planet who'd never been here before. Certainly, as they scanned your television and your CNN and all of this, certainly you would understand that they would be a bit taken back by the amount of polarity that still exists on your planet. In fact, they would probably find it very hard to believe that out of what they see on their television, that there was a group that came from this very high level who had commitments, very strong commitments to do this. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course it does. And now bear in mind that not only watching American television, they're watching other countries' television, not just yours.
But this group didn't get national coverage, eh?
Sorry?
This group didn't get national television coverage, eh?
Which group, dear? The one that did the opening stuff?
The people at the intensive. Yeah.
Well, no, not on your Earth. They got it in a much bigger way. In a much bigger way. Remember that you have a lot of relatives in the cosmos. Please remember that. All right? You carry DNA of many different races. At some level, they are your family, including the reptilians. All of you. There are no exceptions with that. That's this junk DNA that scientists are now, you know, questioning. Where did this come from? Some of them have identified, others have not. It's still, you know, up for discussion at this point, which is what science always does. Since they don't have a being from other races to run DNA on. Now,
but soon, right?
We'll see. We will see. Again, we're going to go back to ambassadorship. If you aren't willing to be the contact point, if you aren't willing to tell the truth, now think about this. We're not saying to go to your grocery store, you know, and stand by the front doors like they do sitting on a table or whatever. Hi, I'm an ambassador for the other beings of the universe. Well, you know that's not going to work.
No.
However, there are places and ways in which you can do it.
We only have about 2 more minutes.
All right. And Veronica, you want to talk about your shows?
Well, actually, my next paradigm shifter is C.J. Kallman, who's well known around the world for his research on the Mayan, the whole Mayan thing. And he's talking about the seventh day. It's going to be very interesting.
Excellent.
And that's at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. I'm really looking forward to that. And then Thursday, I'll be talking more about transitions and making changes in our identity and so on Radiance by Design.
Excellent. Making changes in identity. Very good. All right. That's what you're all doing.
That's right. It's a big job, isn't it?
It's a very big job. Now, we would like to talk to all of you about your dream state tonight. We would love to come and work with you if you are willing, if you will call us in, to help make some adjustments and do a little more integration. If you are willing, all you need to do is say, dear team, please come in and work with me tonight. Now, when you say team, please be clear that you're talking about a huge group of beings. Now, nobody's going to come in and go, boo. They're not there to scare you. They're there to help you. What you're doing is very important. There are many that want to assist you lovingly in any way they can. They will not invade unless you've given them permission. Very important for you all to understand that. Veronica, are you watching time?
Yes, I am. We still have a little, about 30 seconds or so.
All right, good. We want you all to know how very proud we are of you, how thrilled we are at what you're accomplishing. And you are on time but ahead of schedule. There has been acceleration. There have been things that have been pushed. There have been certain cosmic timings that had to be made. We thank you all for being willing to walk through the things you've had to walk through, to make sacrifices, many of you, to be there. We love you, and we appreciate, we do understand that you are physical in this lifetime, and there are issues that you've all had to deal with to do what you're doing, including family. Know that we love you all unconditionally, you as well, Veronica.
Thank you.
A joy, a pleasure, and an honor to be with you and to continue to support you and co-create with you. And until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, dear, dear ones, Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone.